迎收听我们鸡同鸭讲播客，我是柯真。
I am Gigi 郑行之。
我是嘟嘟。
Yeah， 嘟嘟在参加我们播客节目，
欢迎。
Welcome myself。
Cool。
那今天我们想要的话题就是食物，对吗？
好，嗯哼，
那你想吃什么东西吗 ，Gigi？
So yeah, after I come to UK, I don't actually cook like a Chinese. Yeah, most of the time I'm just cook a lot of pasta. After I come here, living in London for the first month, the first time when I went to Sainsbury, I was like, I have a recipe in my hand, and then I'm just looking in, oh, where I can find the eggplants, and then I just, when I'm looking,when I was just wandering in the supermarket, I just found out where, there's nowhere to find eggplants. And then I just realized, because I'm looking into a recipe writing in American English, so it's not written in UK English. So that's why I started to realize that in UK, the 茄瓜 is aubergine.So that's why I was so confused that I am nowhere to find the aubergine.
Aubergine, the next
one. Aubergine, okay, aubergine, yeah. There's so many differences of the languages as that. Yeah, there are a lot of weird, some very interesting vegetable that I wouldn't be able to find in UK.
那在中国也一样，对吗？是因为有西红柿，也有番茄，他们也一样。
Yes.Yes.
有在上海有一个词在上海使用的，或者是在上海是番茄，或者是西红柿。
在东北叫洋柿子，是这样吗？
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know that.
我也不知道。
东北叫洋柿子。
But yeah, this also causing difficulty for me to learn. But I actually enjoy the experience of learning about what kind of food I can cook. Yeah. So, do you have any, what is the mostDaily food that you eat within a week?
因为我在英国健身，所以我补充蛋白质，吃了最多的就是牛排。
Oh, okay. I thought most of the sport, if you are gymming, a lot of them they're eating chicken, right? Chicken breast, I guess.
我觉得鸡肉太柴了。
Yes, 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 exactly. So, yeah.
很难下咽，所以我吃牛排。
那你在家、yeah. 你在家做饭的时候你也做牛排吗？
对对对、在超市买然后煎熟，很简单。
So yeah, they also have the olive oil to be sprayed on it on the pan, right?、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I remember Jenna is a vegan, right?
对。
So
纯素主义者。
So yes.
对吗？
对对。
是真的吗
？Yes.For the Chinese, it's actually very difficult to understand the differences between vegan, 纯素食, and vegetarian, 素食. Is that correct? So, yeah, when I'm thinking of 素食 in China, most of them, I think they might have a religious belief about Buddhist, 佛教.
佛教一个,对对。我在中国旅行的时候也遇到了很多佛教的人。
Yes.
对
For in China, I would say the definition of vegetarian is actually including the eggs. Even the eggs would be considered, I would say in China, is that they would consider it's a vegetable, right?
I'm not 吃鸡蛋，我不喝牛奶，其实是这样的。
So, yeah, so could you tell me that what is the clear definition in UK? Okay, so if my friend,says he is vegan, she is vegan. What kind of food that she is not actually want to try it? It should, what kind of ingredient that should not include in the food?
那所有的从动物得到的那些东西就是我不吃。所以呢，蜂蜜，鸡蛋。牛奶肉那些都我不吃
yes
我穿的鞋也是塑料做的或者是不是、对
so there are no leather not anything
这个也不行但是 是我自己的穿子是不是为了佛教、
yes.
或者是宗教的一个穿子但是我觉得 是因为那在英国这个很简单，有很多纯纯族主义者，或者是你说的就是纯族制呀，纯族制有很多很多，所以呢，对我来说没有任何难的地方，或者是就很正常的。
Yeah.
但是我也觉得我不需要吃肉，我不需要喝牛奶。
Yes.
对动物来说，他们的生活也很重要的。
So I guess one of the major reasons of that you would like to become a vegan is about the benefit of the animals. Is there other reason that you would like to become a vegan?
保护环境。
Yes.
那动物的生活。对身体也很健康。是因为我吃的东西，那有些纯族者他们吃的东西不健康，但是我吃的东西大概都是很健康的。我很喜欢，特别的喜欢吃巧克力，所以那是就是第一个不那么健康的东西。但是我吃的是米饭、蔬菜这样的，所以呢，这个对身体很好。
Yes, I also know that you cook a lot of Chinese food at home.The first time when you invited me to your home and I tried your dish, and then it was surprised me that you are actually using a lao chou to replace with sheng chou. So,
我也不知道，当时我不知道有什么区别。在英国很少，没有那么多人知道有什么区别，所以呢，这个lao chou或者是个鲜姜油，没有那么大的区别。
Yes, So yeah, because this was the first time that you invite me to your house, and you are being a nice host, like so. Yeah, as a guest, I want to be very critical. But I just like keep my mouth shut. Using lao chou to replace with the sheng chou. So yeah, I'm just because. But yeah, it's a nice experience too.
他在做什么？用老抽代替了生抽。
包饺子，那个时候我们包饺子吗？三个小时多，或者是。
I think this is that dumplings.
对。
Yeah, inviting friends to like wrapping dumplings is also one of the most interesting activities. I'm hanging out with the foreign friends or something like that. Yeah,
但是当时我也不知道怎么做，所以呢，我请你来到我的家。为了说中文，为了看你做的中菜是怎么样的，你可以帮助我包饺子那样的。
Yeah, come to think of it, I actually doesn't invite you to eat any Chinese food I cook. I remember.
没问题，没问题。
So, do you have like a lot of like gathering with your friends? That what kind of food that you will be eating most of the time?
火锅。
Yes.
Oh, 我很喜欢火锅，对，
因为它非常便于分享。
So yeah, eating hot pot in UK is actually quite expensive, right?
Yeah, 所以自己做。
So I assume that you bought the electric hob and then make it at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you just buy the ingredients and then... it's actually that, especially that when you're hanging out with the English, they're actually...amaze me is that a lot of them they're actually really into spicy food. Yes.
这个印度那个 curry 有很多英国人特别的喜欢印度 curry.
Yes. Spicy food. They're particularly interesting in it.
辣的。
No, I think they're actually English. They're not, it doesn't come from the Indian background, but they are indeed very into the spicy stuff.
对，但是对于很多英国人来说，这个 curry 就是一种英国菜，或者是、是不是印度的、
yes.
印度来的，但是是就是我们的文化的一部分。
Yes. Right now, I'm cooking a lot of curry, with chicken, and then I cook a lot of with green Thai one, the green Thai curry paste. They actually have a lot of.Different type of curry paste. So where we can find in the Oriental market, we have the green one, which is... Thailand base. And then we also have the red one and also the the yellow one, I think is mainly from Indian, right?
大概都是泰国的，泰国来的。
Really?
对。
I thought Sri Lanka also have their own personal preference of the curry as well. They're actually a little bit different, so I assume most of this curry-based cuisine is mainly located in South Asia, I guess.
大概就是。
我觉得咖喱很普遍，我很喜欢吃加勒比菜。
Oh, Caribbean.
Cool.
What is the definition of Korean food then? What is the main ingredient inside a Caribbean food?
我觉得很，它也是用跟印度菜比较类似，用很重的香辛料。
Yeah.
然后那种粒粒分明的米饭配上肉、蔬菜。
Yeah. I'm particularly intrigued by the herbs and spices.When you're going to the Sainsbury and go to this supermarket, it's just like they have a lot of like jars of different spices, you know, herb and spices. This is something that I'm very particularly interested at. So one of the things that intrigued me is actually about the Chinese five spice. Do you know about the Chinese five spice?
我就讲我有那个、
yes.
对我很喜欢。
Yes.
但是你跟我说过这不是一种中国来的、
yes.
啊。
Yeah, because I'm Cantonese, so most of the time when I'm cooking, we don't actually use the Chinese five spice.、Chinese five spice is actually like 大料六角那个 cinnamon 茴那个
茴香
cinnamon 是什么 cinnamon stick、那个是茴香对吧Cinnamon 是对 so yeah, there are actually a lot of ingredients that I actually don't use. So yeah, I think the 香辛料 the Chinese five spice, 五香
我不知道这是什么
Yeah, I think that actually for barbecuing or something like that, I guess. So
有可能有可能 yeah.
So yeah, I actually doesn't use the Chinese five spice a lot, so.
四点除了是肉桂
肉桂 One of the most intriguing ingredients and spices that I find in the Sainsbury rack of the spices is actually poppy seed. So,
gotcha.
Do you know about what is poppy seed?
不知道哎。
罂粟籽
啊，
罂粟籽
哦。
It's actually quite interesting that because When we were a child, when we are watching documentaries at school, they specifically said that poppy seed is actually forbidden because it's going to make us very, some kind of like addiction to this kind of stuff. If you're putting poppy seed inside this hot pot or something like that, this is actually like, this is forbidden and not allowed in China.
Oh.
So yeah, but in UK, this is actually sold it by the Swats.You can buy a
never
say
it in Sainsbury.
Yeah, in Swats is a brand of the herb and spices.
Swats, yeah, 对.
So you can actually buy an entire jar of poppy seed.
我很喜欢那些 yeah, 我很喜欢吃，就是面包，你可以
I cannot imagine that.
放在面包上，
不
是蛋糕，那很好吃，特别的好吃，对。
我之前看研究说加罂粟籽和罂粟壳并不能让人上瘾。
哦、oh, interesting.
是商家为是卖这些香辛料的商家为了骗开饭馆的人而卖给他们。实际上科学研究那个并不能使人上瘾。
That's interesting.
那你在英国遇到了什么奇怪的东西呢吃的东西。
What would be the weirdest food
yeah,
you eat in here?
让我想一想。
Fish and chips 吗、
I wouldn't consider fish and chips weird, but just like...
我在一个意大利餐厅我就他放了很多西芹我觉得那个味道我非常不喜欢。
So, yeah, just like 何炅 you really doesn't like the 西芹的味道。
非常不喜欢那个味道。
Yes. The weirdest English food I ate...Yeah, because I'm Cantonese, I eat everything. No, I'm just joking. No, I'm joking, I'm not. But the weirdest food, I'm quite inclusive about what kind of food I eat. I actually tried a lot of weird food. But something that I tried, but I don't think I actually... I ate the parsnips. Parsnips is a very English traditional food.
Mm, 好吃.
So parsnips is just like a carrot, but most of the time they're just putting honey on it.
Oh.
And then roast it.
是一种胡萝卜，但是是白色的，味道比胡萝卜更强。
Very sweet, yeah.
你喜欢那个吗？
I think it's a good food, but I wouldn't consider this as my type of food. But just like, yeah, it's good to try, but I will never cook it again or something. yeah. So do you have any... I remember that you really like the hotogu.
对。
Yes.
在中国很好吃，对。
Yes.
鲜的比干的更好吃，对。那是夜市那肉很香的一个吃物，所以那是一种蘑菇，很大的蘑菇。
Yes.
白色的，但是很好吃。吉吉在英国最喜欢吃什么？
I cook a lot of Italian food.
Oh.
So most of the time, the first year when I was living here, I cook a lot of risotto. Risotto is another rice, but they are categorized as a pasta, right? It's very, in Italy, they have a very specific definition of what is rice and what is pasta.
有可能 risotto 是一种米饭，但是also有可能是一种
pasta.
对。
Yes, also it's a pasta. And you know what? It's actually like in Italian dishes, especially only the pasta, the 意粉. I think they have already like 100 or 200 names for different shape of the pasta.
Yeah, that's true.
Why that you are creating so many names? This is one of the difficult issues for me that where every time when I went to an Italian restaurant, I just don't know what to order because I have no idea what I'm ordering, you know? So it's just like, yeah.
在中国的餐厅你也可以看照片，在英国是不一样，没有菜，基本没有照片。没有照片。So
yeah, you also mentioned that when you were traveling in China, there are also some very interesting name that you saw about the cuisines.
Oh.
Something like they are putting some poetic meanings inside those cuisines.
有一个饭店在杭州。 我的女儿最喜欢的一个地方，她想回到那个地方，但是他们的名字都很有意思。我在那里看，这是什么我不懂，然后发现他们说的就是一种诗，或者是一种就是很我不明白的一个表达。
They put a lot of poetic meanings or metaphors or inside their dishes. This is actually quite a very Cantonese culture, is that when someone is getting wedding, every dish have to have a meaning. Getting fortunes, have a lot of child. Yeah, it's very poetic in some meaning.
那我们聊 AA 吗? 在英国是个很...
什么?
AA, 那去法庭。
AA, go Dutch, okay.
A, they doesn't have a very specific term for AA, right? AA is just like a Chinese way to describe AA.
有可能我不知道，在英国就是那很正常的。有的时候我跟我的朋友说，那我请客，有的时候是不一样。有的时候你去一个餐厅的话，那就AA吧，这就是。 没有任何问题，但是我也知道，对于中国人来说是不容易，对吗？ 有问题吗？
取决于文化吧。年轻人这个群体之间普遍一点。我上大学的时候和朋友同学，如果没人说请客的话，那就是默认AA。是这种一样的。是的，但是在谈恋爱约会的时候又不一样了。在约会的时候，尤其是异性恋间约会的时候，这个男生是请客呢，还是和女生 AA 呢？
Oh, interesting.
是一个非常敏感的话题。
所以呢，男生 必须请客、
啊、没有必须 一些人认为一些人不这么认为
啊对啊好好、嗯、啊
So if a Chinese guy dating an English girl or dating from German do you consider that the Chinese guy should pay for the bills
对我来说
Yes
不是吧这是 AA 吧、uh-huh.
So, okay, so、
嗯、
now, okay, we learned something, cool.、
嗯 okay. 在英国那看情况但是如果你想请客的话那就请客、
嗯、
但是是不是那个谈恋爱你必须请客、
嗯、
你必须
我有一个有趣的故事、
嗯、
是在英国的时候和一个女孩约会她是中国人但她在英国生活了很长时间、
嗯、
她第一顿饭说她请我然后就是她提前已经说了我请你吃一顿法国菜
嗯，
然后吃完了之后呢，示意服务员买单，然后那个服务员站在我们跟前。那个时候，那个女孩实际上已经把钱包拿出来了，已经拿出来了。
I can imagine that。
然后这个，但这个服务员还站在我跟前看着我。
啊、
然后我只能说 ，It's not me 。然后这个女孩就不得不把她的卡拿出来，在空中挥舞。
对
，It's me pay the bill。
那个服务员是英国人的
啊、嗯，是一个英国人，
啊、
是个英国人，对、
啊，好有意思。
然后那个女孩付了钱，走出那个餐厅之后，非常生气。她说：“ yeah. 她说这个服务员性别歧视，说为什么他们总是默认是男人买单？
对，
不是所有女人都靠男人的。”
嗯，
她很生气，然后我就安慰她，我说：“没关系的，没关系的。”下一次我会让你满意的。然后后来下一次我们吃饭的时候，是吃一家美国烤肉。吃完之后，那个又是一个女的服务员啊、英国人站在我跟前，示意我买单。
就是啊。
然后我就说 ，Don't look at me, my sugar mommy will pay the bill
。Oh.、
Okay.Well, you do look attractive to have some sugar mommy, so I celebrate for that, yeah.
哎，这样子。
说的是非常好，说的很好。
Good.
我也会想起，如果是这样的话，我也觉得那怎么可能？对。
所有人都笑了，因为其他的客人也听见了。
嗯。那你对谈恋爱在英国谈恋爱有什么印象或者是
I assume that you had some relationship back in China and back in UK, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the feeling of dating a girl in UK and the differences? Is that some differences between
没什么不同吧因为都是和中国人约会
Yes.
对、
mm-hmm. I see. But would you consider nowadays the Chinese society, the girls,I'm more already modernized, have a very modern feeling as that being like, yeah, it shouldn't be the boys to pay the bills.
Yeah, 是有很多这样的人。
Oh, cool.
但还有一类是他认为需要男人买单。
嗯。
网络互联网上经常因为这个争吵。
嗯。哇哦。
因为互联网女权的兴起。有一些男性就嘲笑女性说你们一边要独立一边要吃饭 要男人买单
嗯，
但是呢谁在实际生活中那些要独立的跟要男人买单的其实是两种人、
嗯、
但他们看来都是女性所以因为这个事情而争吵
嗯 interesting
嗯
So in UK what would be the case then
如果是谈恋爱的话大概也是取决于那个传统的一些人或者是开放的一些人
嗯，
但是对我来说就是 AA、就是很正常的
我观察吃饭买单的时候如果是一对年轻人看起来像是在 dating 的年轻人、
嗯、
一般都是男性买单我说大多数就我的观察、
So if you are inviting a girl to like have a drink or something like that what would you like most of the time that you would drink
I prefer coffee, yeah.
If you're drinking coffee, is that...、
Mm-hmm.
When I was still working in China, I drink a lot of Ruixin Cafe, the,、
mm-hmm.
the Luckin. Particularly, every month they have this kind of like Sakura coffee and coconut coffee or something like that. They、
mm-hmm.
have a lot of flavor every month. They're、mm-hmm. producing new one. So after I relocate to UK, I just find... The coffee that I'm drinking is so boring. They just have just like a limited choices of coffee. So
在中国有很多的味道，
yes.
在英国没有。
Yes.
我在想想，为什么这样呢？
Yeah, 为什么？但是我也觉得呢，在丹麦，红茶的话，有很多各种各样的红茶的味道。
Yes.
在英国没有。
Yes. This is
很无聊。
Yes. This is sometime that I started to consider is that the English culture itself don't actually consider the food is not the most important part of their daily life.
对于很多英国人来说
，Yes，
食物很重要的，但是有可能是味道不那么。
我想补充一下你刚刚说的，我就是有很多口味的那种咖啡，一般都是奶茶店出的，并不是传统的咖啡店出的，
yes. Yes. Yes.
所以应该把那些咖啡归类到奶茶品类，而不是咖啡品类。
有可能，有可能。
Yes， when I was thinking of The UK doesn't care about the food. I'm mainly thinking of fish and chips. Yes, they would consider this food would just feed their tummies and then it's quick and you just need to like get it done. So it's convenient for them. So I think they doesn't really want to spend a lot of time on cooking the food, I would consider. Is that inaccurate?
也取决于情况，有些人很喜欢外卖，他们很喜欢，但是印度在那些咖喱，我们说的，他们也很喜欢，所以呢，对于很多英国人来说，咖喱就是一种英国菜。
Yes.
但是咖喱很辣的。
Depends on which type of curry. If you are eating the most authentic Indian curry,The flavor is too strong, very, very strong.
很多英国人特别的喜欢 Vindaloo, 你听说过吗？
No.
是一种特别的辣的。
哦、
对，特别辣的一种咖喱，对。
Yes, I'm more like a Japanese curry person, so the milder version. The Japanese curry are more mild. So.
这是因为你是一个广东人。
Yes, yes. So, yeah.
你吃辣吗？对，你吃。
我出生在四川，当然吃了。
那你在英国的时候，你去过一个这个 Chinese takeaway 吗？
没有，我很少吃外卖。
好。
So you cook a lot at home?
Yeah, 然后或者是出门在餐厅里吃。
Oh wow! So when you are cooking at home, you still majorly cook Chinese food?
简单化煎牛排，煮饺子，还有做油泼面。
油泼面哦，
你呢 ，Gigi？ 你有什么经历吗？你经历过哪些菜 takeaways 吗
？No, I ate some very horrible Chinese takeaway, and then I never do that again. The Chinese takeaway that I eat here is that they put a lot of like 淀粉。The 淀粉 is so.Much and then they put a lot of sugar in it. So no matter if you are eating in Australia or eating in UK, I would consider, although the Cantonese also put a lot of sugar inside their dishes, but for me, the level of how many sugar inside those dishes are a little bit too much for me.
Yeah.
Everything have to be very sweet. So I kind of develop a feeling thatThe definition of Chinese food in UK as the foreigners, that definition of most of the Chinese food are actually very sugary.
Stand for the British. 我在 UOB 旁边一家成都小吃点泡椒鸡杂，还在泡椒鸡杂里面放了糖。
Oh my god! Yeah, they put a lot of sugar inside our dishes.
Yeah, it's a very traditional Sichuan food.We never ate sugar in that. I couldn't imagine it.
Yeah, every dish that, yeah, I'm very intrigued by how many sugar they put inside the dessert, in English dessert.
好，那我们今天聊那么多，谢谢你们，
谢谢嘟嘟，
谢谢嘟，
谢谢你们。
好，拜拜。
拜拜。
拜拜。